Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys once again for joining the Nine Innings Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 99 Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. And we're talking about the Trump economy. What does it mean for your small business? Let's get some insight. Let's get it. So we're talking about Donald Trump. He just won the election. It was rather like a landslide, but he won the election. The Republicans have the House. The Republicans have the Senate. What's going to happen right now? So we want to dig into not only what's going to happen to you, the small business owner, but how it's going to impact you moving forward. So first, let's talk taxes. One of Trump's hallmarks has been to focus on reducing the taxes for businesses. As we all know, in 2017, his landmark, his hallmark was the TCJA, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which lowered corporate taxes from 35% down to 21%, and also added in a QBI deduction, or a 20% deduction for pass-through entities. So what does this mean for small businesses now? It's likely we'll see similar initiatives aimed at reducing tax burdens, which could free up more capital for reinvestments. However, questions remain. How does this impact us moving forward? How are these policies going to be funded, especially considering the rising national debt? Small businesses should be on the lookout for proposals regarding payroll taxes, deductions, and areas where Trump has historically pushed for relief. So let's dig a little deeper into this. I want to dig a little deeper in this because there's always a flip side, right? These cuts added to the national debt, like I just mentioned, which is now higher than ever. If Trump proposes similar tax reduction schemes, Congress will most likely push back, especially with rising interest rates making debt more expensive to manage. So what does this mean for you and your small business? Let's break it down into two likely scenarios. One, we're likely going to get an expansion of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. It was set to expire in 2025, beginning in 2026. It's likely to be expanded. So we could see the extension or expansion of tax cuts targeted at small businesses, making it easier to grow or save. But there's going to be some funding challenges. We have to figure out how these policies might lead to reduced federal funding for these small businesses, such as grants, infrastructure programs that benefit local economies. Here's a key takeaway. Small business owners should be looking out for updates on payroll taxes, deductions for large equipments, because we have the bonus depreciation, and any changes to that 20% pass-through deduction. These are the areas you might find opportunities or face hurdles in the coming years. So now, let's talk about the second thing that we need to kind of be concerned with, which is deregulation and industry-specific impacts. So for small businesses, Trump did a very good job in his first administration, which he was cutting the red tape. And again, that could sound like a dream come true. Less paperwork for me to have to fill out. I don't have to dot that I and cross that T. And that's not going to stop us from actually opening these accounts. Fewer compliance hurdles, lower cost. It sounds wonderful. It sounds wonderful, but the reality is more complex. And the impact varies by industry. So let's break it down. So Trump has long argued that excessive regulation stifles growth and innovation, and I agree. During his first term, his administration introduced the two-for-one rule, so which required people to eliminate or governments to eliminate two existing regulations for every one that was enacted. So for small businesses like myself, this led to fewer compliance headaches. For example, in the construction and real estate industry, it loosened environmental regulations. It sped up permitting processes, right? Manufacturing, it rolled back on labor and safety rules, and it helped reduce overhead for small manufacturers. But let's talk about the potential downside risk of this. Because it's not all smooth sailing. Deregulation can create challenges for people like ourselves. For example, consumer trust. In industries like food, cosmetics, healthcare, fewer regulations might make the consumers wary about safety and the quality of the products and services they're receiving. Quite frankly, it's also it creates an uneven playing field where large companies often have the resources to adapt quickly to regulatory changes, leaving smaller businesses scrambling to keep up. So it's important to understand that there are going to be some industry-specific impacts. So let's take a closer look at some industries where deregulation could play a significant role. Energy. Reduced restrictions on drilling and mining can lower costs for small energy companies, but also bring environmental risk. Tech. Loosening data and privacy regulations may help startups save on compliance costs, but it could also leave us exposed to a greater risk of data breaches. All of our information is online now. I think everybody knows who they favorited 3 years ago or what their AT&T bill looks like. Someone knows that information about you. And lastly, in finance, while fewer rules might ease operations for small financial firms, consumers may demand more transparency in the absence of stricter oversight. So that leaves us with this balancing act. The challenge for small businesses will be finding the right balance. On one hand, I want less red tape. It's a cost savings for me. It's a growth factor piece for me. But on the other hand, businesses may need to maintain higher standards to keep customers' trust, especially in industries where safety and quality are top concerns. So here's a key takeaway. Here's how small businesses can stay ahead of in the deregulated environment. One, keep an eye on changing rules in the industry. What's rolled back today may come back in 2028. Focus on transparency. Part two, build consumer trust by voluntarily exceeding minimum standards. And finally, join industry groups and chambers of commerce. These organizations can help you navigate new regulations and advocate for fair policies. So let's talk about some of the challenges we're going to be facing here. Challenges in the workplace, challenges in trade, right? So let's talk about the worst workforce dynamics. We all know there's going to be a mass immigration, mass deportation. We know Obama was deporter in chief, right? And now we have Trump wanting to be deporter in chief. So what's going to happen is people are going to get pushed out of the country. So let's talk about the workforce dynamics. One of the most pressing challenges for small businesses in the current landscape is workforce dynamics. Immigration policies are expected to stay tight, making it harder for businesses that depend on diverse labor force to find workers. Industries, I'm going to tell you this, agriculture, hospitality, construction are particularly vulnerable right now, as they often rely on immigrant labor for various roles. With fewer workers available, these businesses may experience high turnover, difficulty in filling positions, and increased labor costs. And that increased labor cost is going to go onto the consumer. It's essential for small businesses to understand that demographic shifts and plan for potential workforce shortages by exploring automation, training programs, or even adjusting their business models to minimize labor reliance. So that is the workforce. So, Kevin, you haven't talked about the main thing here. You haven't brought it all to the table. The impact of the trade, the impact of the tariffs. Well, tariffs back in 2017, 2018 destroyed the small farmers. And that raised costs, and you still see higher costs in the current environment, but we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about how it's going to impact currently. So on the trade front, former President Trump's tariffs and policies could make a return, which poses both opportunities and challenges for small businesses alike. While tariffs are designed to protect American businesses from foreign competition, they often raise the cost of goods imported from overseas. Small businesses that rely on imported materials or goods for resale will likely see higher prices, which may impact their profitability or force them to adjust those prices onto the consumer. Business owners will need to stay flexible in their decisions, looking for alternative suppliers, negotiating better terms, and possibly reevaluating their supply chains to mitigate the impact of rising costs due to tariffs. Proactive in sourcing domestically or diversifying suppliers could be a smart strategy to reduce reliance on imports to avoid the price hike. So what are we saying here? It's a tax on the consumer, yes. It's designed to make trade more internal, more domestic. We want production more domestic. But we also have to understand that if we want that production more domestic, we're gonna have to do it on industry that we already have. But we can't just bring factories back day one and expect them to be up and running to get that production in that year. It takes years for factories to get started. It takes years to retrain people. It's important to understand that. So lastly, we're talking about some practical tips for small business owners. So what can you do as a small business owner to navigate these challenges effectively? Here are three quick and practical tips to prepare for the evolving landscape. One, stay informed. It's very easy to stay informed because be on Twitter, right? He's always on Twitter, but policy changes are inevitable, and staying updated on tax and regulatory shifts is crucial for small business owners. Whether there's changes in the immigration law, tax reforms, or new trade regulations, being informed allows you to anticipate potential impacts and adjust your strategy accordingly. Subscribing to industry newsletters, attending webinars, or joining local business associations can help you stay ahead of the curve. Two, build financial reliance and resilience. Financial resilience is key to surviving disruptions in the labor market or supply chain. Small business owners should regularly assess their financial health, diversify their revenue streams, and have a contingency plan in place for unexpected disruptions. This might include building an emergency fund. I've always said that. Securing alternative supply chains or negotiating longer contracts with suppliers to lock in favorable rates, which may be a little bit difficult. But having the flexibility to adjust cash flows or expenses can help businesses weather financial storms more effectively. And lastly, leverage opportunities. I mean, we have government programs, tax incentives, other small business grants. They can provide valuable resources to weather economic shifts. Many government agencies out there are offering assistance to small businesses that may be impacted by disruptions in the labor force, trade tariffs, or even economic downturns. So keeping an eye out for such opportunities and applying for relevant programs can provide much needed financial support or resources to help you grow your business. Additionally, small businesses can explore partnerships or collaborations with other local businesses to access shared resources, widen their customer base, and strengthen community ties. So these tips will help small businesses stay resilient and adaptive in an uncertain environment, ensuring they are not the only ones that fade away or only ones that don't survive, the only ones that they can thrive together. So, what do we know? We know that the Republicans have the House, the Republicans have the Senate, and the Republicans have the White House. They had this once before. There is no more John McCain to put the nail in some of the reforms. There may be some loyalists. It may be filled with loyalists, but there are some people that will go against them. The question is, A, what happens to tax reform? Are we going to get an expansion or extension of tax reform that helps small businesses? Two, how's it going to get funded? How are you going to fund this additional tax reform? Because, hey, it wasn't in the budget. It was set to expire in 2025. End of 2025. What are we going to do now to make sure that we fund this tax cut? Next, what happens to tariffs? Are those tariffs going to offset the cost of that tax reform? Are we going to drop the rate from 21% down to 15% now for corporate taxes? Given the fact that they're already paying next to nothing? Yes, next to nothing. If you look at the government, but government, what government takes in, it's getting less and less of corporate taxes every single year. And it's becoming more and more of individuals and more of our pockets of payroll taxes. So understand that. So, thank you guys for joining the 90s podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book, MLB the CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. And today we talked about the Trump administration And what is to come from it? And what is going to happen? We know he loves us small business owners. He loves us. And we'll likely get taken care of. But the question is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Thank you guys for listening. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.